Kayla
Barrasco. I'm from Belize. I am the president of the United Belize Advocacy Movement. We're the only MSM organization in the country. We were inspired by a multicentric study in development, and we've never looked back since 2006. What's life like in Belize? It depends upon your age group and your class group. For the age group 18 to 24, who are closeted or who are HIV positive, the experiences are different. Right now I have a client who is 18 years old. He only developed AIDS after 3 months. He also has herpes, and the person he loved gave it to him deliberately. He has to pretend with his mom that he got AIDS from a woman because his mom is homophobic and so is his father. He has to pretend to be straight with his church group because they also have homophobic issues, being non-denominational and evangelical in nature. But what's interesting about him is the character, and he has been honest enough to say, tell all his partners that he has slept with that you have been exposed or that you need to go get tested, and that is an amazing accomplishment for somebody who is 18 years old. He also looks forward to seeing school, and my organization is helping him with food support to ensure that he finishes school. Of course, there are the other character issues, like, you know, he tends to vomit to want to try and keep thin, bulimia-type symptom, and then he drinks once in a while, even on empty stomach, or doesn't eat to keep his figure, as he would say. So all those issues we have to deal with in terms of that one person, as it is his life on the street. Mm-hmm. And so I personally try to treat the relationship with each person as a partnership. You do your part, I do your part, and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Now, there's another person who is a client that also works with me as an educator. Mm-hmm. He got infected from a tattoo. Oh, wow. Somebody was HIV positive and used a contaminated needle to infect him. He actually just started out sexual debut about a year ago. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that even though he doesn't have his parents around, he has family, his sisters, and they're very supportive. He himself is taking it up upon himself to seek out a PWHA support group and educate himself about what's going on. And what I asked him to do was to be a peer educator for that other client we have. And so his commitment is to text him regularly and to keep him informed and to keep his hopes up, because they live in two separate parts of the country.